Friday is a big day. Indianola Volunteer and Fire and Rescue, you guys put on a great show, and you got a lot of events. Once again, a lot of this takes place at the park, doesn't it, Nathan?
Yeah, it takes place down at the ball field in Indianola. We'll be July 3rd, which is Friday. We'll be doing our 7th annual Donnie Leper Memorial Beanbag Tournament. Registration for that will be at 5:30. We're going to try and start that around 6. Boy, we've had baseball, softball, t-ball all summer. A lot of success down there in Indianola. So those young men and women are going to showcase their talents starting at 5:30. So I think you'll get to see all those kids. Somewhere around 100 youths participated in Indianola baseball, softball, t-ball this year. So come down and support those kids and watch them. They had great seasons.
You guys have done a great job at that ball field over the last year or so, and really done some renovation work over there. Field looks like $1 million, doesn't it?
Yeah. Done a lot of dirt work, and we planted some sod around the outside, and you know, just really we're kind of slowly getting that up to where we'd like it to be, and a lot of people in town have put in a lot of work on that, and it is really looking nice.
And of course, you mentioned the Donnie Leper Beanbag Tournament. Donnie was a very great guy, very valuable guy for that volunteer fire and rescue unit for many, many years, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Yeah, guy that's dearly missed. He was a firefighter EMT for us, one of the fine folks that worked at Lord's, and Tim was and always is so grateful to let his employees, you know, kind of sneak out and run ambulance calls and stuff with us. So he is greatly missed. Donnie is.
So looking forward to that event, and that's just kicking off kind of things over the ballpark. And what else you got going?
So fireworks will be at dusk, as normal, with a lot of the coaching staff being gone. You know, there's a lot of crossover between the football coaching staff and the fire department. So a lot of us are going to be gone this year, and some other people are going to be gone. So we didn't have enough people to tackle a meal this year, so there will be no meal, which I know is disappointing. But we'll still be doing, you know, the bean bags, the baseball, softball, and the fireworks at dusk. And then, you know, as always, the fireworks seem to get more expensive every year. So donate in the boot if you can. If you'd like to send a check, you can drop one off at Lord's or P.O. Box M in Indianola. Those things always help with next year's display.
No question. Boy, that's a huge fireworks show. You've had some dandies over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. We enjoy doing it, and I hope everybody that comes out enjoys watching. So.